I'd like to start our day off by first thanking each and every one of you for joining us here today to dedicate this historical marker in Tuscaloosa County for 8 African Americans who were lynched in this county between 1877 and 1950.
About the summer of 1933 in Tuscaloosa County. A young lady, a white lady, was found murdered in the Big Sandy community of Tuscaloosa County, Alabama. Dan Pippins, A.T. Hardin, and Elmore Clark, who was known as Honey Clark, were all black, and they were arrested for the murder of Miss Maynard. It is very clear that the authorities had no proof of evidence to arrest them. They were falsely accused of a crime that they did not commit. Dan Pippin, A.T. Hardin, and Elmore Clark were all shot and left for dead in Bibb County, Alabama, just across the Tuscaloosa County line.
In December 1889, Bud Wilson was taken from police by a white mob who hung and fatally shot him after he was alleged to have entered the home of a white woman. In 1898, 100 people hung and fatally shot Sidney Johnson near Colling, after John Durrett denounced the mob killing. A white mob surrounded Mr. Durrett's home and they lynched him as well.
I've lived here now over half my life. Of course, if you're from Alabama, you know that doesn't mean you're from here. I'm actually from a very small town in South Alabama, in Crenshaw County, Luverne, Alabama. And through this project, I've learned one of the lynchings took place in 1940 in my hometown. And it's my hope and dream that that small town can come together and have a monument, or our county, where unfortunately there are even more documented lynchings. And I think it's worth it to say documented lynchings, because while we have over 4,000, we all know that the numbers are much greater and the bodies that will never be found or known about.
We had terrorism in Tuscaloosa County. Horrific things were done to people of color, and no one said anything. And so today we want to say something about the value of the lives that were lost. We want to say something about the importance of fighting against bigotry and discrimination. We want to say something about what it means to remember when a community has been injured.
Even when justice came in Alabama, we were the last to implement legislation for equality and equity. We were the last state to end convict leasing in 1928. We were one of the last states to implement marriage equality. We were the last to remove prejudices, laws prohibiting interracial marriage. We are here now to turn and transmute the evil inflicted on some Alabamians, to recall and remember that we now are first. We stand here as the first fruits of those who raise our consciousness to devote ourselves and recommit ourselves to justice.